Fellas, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're talking about a story that's all too common nowadays. She ruined her marriage, and now she misses her husband. It's a harsh reality for some who only realize the value of what they had after they've lost it. What led to this regret? And is there a way back from such a mistake? Let's unpack the lessons from this situation. Don't forget to hit that like button and share your thoughts in the comments. Let's dive in.
Fuck them, feed them, leave them alone. People want me to touch on another viral post where they went to Russia. And it was like, do you believe the bill should be 50-50? Do you believe the woman should work this, that, and the other? Every single man was like, if she does not want to work, no. I pay all the bills. I pay the first dates. I pay for everything. Because that's how it should be. And this girl's like, well, you need to touch on that post. Why don't American men do that? Have you seen the women in Russia? Do you understand how Russian women treat their husbands? Why do you think there's a thing called passport bros? These women cook, they clean, they're not morbidly obese, they wear makeup, they look gorgeous without even trying, and they spoil their fucking men. I've been saying it for a fucking year. When you treat men like they are kings, they will treat you like you're queens. But it's not getting through your fucking head because you want to be the princess on a pedestal and do nothing and get everything in fucking return. But yet you wonder why men's health is shit and they're fucking committing unaliving at such a high fucking rate. Do better. And just another point for proof. Russian women literally hate American women. Did you know that there was another viral video where they interviewed the Russian women talking about us? Yeah. And how you're overweight and you don't take care of yourself and you don't take care of your men and you're gluttonous and you're rude.
Why aren't our men providing like Russian men?
Because you guys are shit. You are absolute fucking trash. If you're married to any type of man, whether it be white collar, blue collar, don't care. He goes to work 24/7. You stay home. He pays the bills. It's because you're doing your job. It's called give and take. You have to hold up your fucking end, which a lot of you ain't fucking doing.
You know, there's something fascinating about Russian women. While the rest of the world seems to be caught up in the debates about feminism, equality, and who should pay for the first date, Russian women are over here like, nah, we're good. We love being women. And honestly, that's a vibe. Russian women embrace their femininity in a way that feels both traditional and modern. They're not caught up in this boss babe rhetoric, screaming about not needing men while secretly hoping one comes along to sweep them off their feet. No, they've got this balance figured out. They celebrate being women and all the grace, charm, and strength that comes with it. And here's the kicker. They like men. They don't see men as adversaries or obstacles to overcome. They see them as partners, protectors, and providers, while still holding their own. They've mastered the art of complementing a man's masculinity rather than competing with it. And for a lot of men out there, that's refreshing. It's wild, right? In so many places, feminism has taken on this anti-male tone. But Russian women, they reject that narrative completely. They love being women, they love being treated like women, and they love the idea of men being men. It's not about being submissive, it's about harmony. Now, don't get me wrong, they're no pushovers. Russian women are strong, resilient, and will absolutely hold their own in a relationship. But they've managed to do it without sacrificing their femininity. They know their worth, and they understand the value of partnership. Not dominance, not competition, but partnership. So, to the men out there who are tired of the games, the power struggles, and the endless debates, maybe take a page out of the Russian playbook. It's not about one side winning. It's about finding someone who compliments you. And American ladies? Maybe it's time to remember that femininity is not a weakness. It's a superpower. Use it wisely.
I will never forget the time I went on a date with this guy. And it was one of the most boring dates of my life. He didn't talk about a single thing, okay? It was so boring. And then at the end of the date, I already decided, like, I'm never going to see this guy ever again in my life. I legit went to the washroom and I blocked him. I was in the washroom and I was blocking him. Okay? I knew I was never going to see this guy again. And he had the audacity to lean in. And I leaned back and I looked at him and he's like, oh, I thought we had a really nice date. I'm like, no, we didn't. Like, this was horrible. And I just started laughing uncontrollably. And then, yeah, it was really awkward, but yeah.
Here's the thing. In his head, that man thought the date went okay. He probably sat there, had some good conversation, maybe even laughed a little, and walked away feeling pretty good about it. In his mind, it was a solid night. But for her? Nah, he seemed boring. And that's the kicker, isn't it? He likely enjoyed it. He enjoyed her company, thought he was being genuine, showing up as his authentic self, not trying to put on some ridiculous performance. Meanwhile, she's sitting across from him, internally rating the date a 2 out of 10 because he didn't have her doing cartwheels in excitement or hit her with some over-the-top romantic gestures. But let's dissect that for a second. What does boring even mean in this context? Is it because he didn't have some flashy lifestyle to brag about? Because he wasn't pulling out wild stories to impress her? Or because he was, I don't know, a normal guy just trying to connect on a human level? See, what's frustrating is that this happens a lot. A man shows up, he's polite, thoughtful, maybe even a little nervous because, you know, he's genuinely trying, and it's still not enough. He's not exciting enough. But excitement? That fades. Genuine connection, respect, and interest? That's what builds something real. So here's the harsh truth. Sometimes, the problem isn't the guy or even the date. It's the mindset. If you're out here expecting fireworks every time, you're probably missing out on a lot of solid men who treat you right. But hey, I guess boring, guys don't stand a chance in a world chasing highlights over heart.
The reason that men mistake your kindness and politeness as flirting is because they themselves would never be kind or polite to someone they weren't attracted to.
No, many men will mistake your kindness for flirting because many men rarely ever receive any kind of kindness unless either somebody wants something from them or they're flirting. Also, there are lots of men who are kind to people that they're not interested in. So, I don't know where you get that from.
You know, it's wild when you stop and think about it. How little most women understand the average man's life. Let me break it down for you. Men don't walk through life showered with compliments, attention, or admiration. For the average guy, every act of kindness, every effort he makes, comes from a place of genuine care because, truthfully, he doesn't expect anything back. And that's the reality women don't want to talk about. Men aren't used to receiving compliments or being the center of attention. When's the last time a woman randomly told a guy he looked good today or that he's doing a great job? For most men, that's a once-in-a-blue-moon kind of thing, if it happens at all. So, when men show kindness, whether it's holding the door open, offering to help, or even just listening, it's genuine. It's not about expecting anything in return or playing some game. It's about doing the right thing, simply because it feels right. But let's be real here. The reverse? It's often a completely different story. In many cases, kindness from men gets overlooked or dismissed, while kindness shown to men is expected to be met with instant gratitude, attention, or even reciprocation. Women are quick to expect those gestures, but rarely think about how seldom men receive that same energy back. Look, I'm not saying men are saints or that women don't have their own struggles, but when it comes to the average man's life, it's a grind. It's a quiet hustle with little to no recognition. And the crazy part? Most guys are okay with that. They don't need a parade. They just want a little respect, a little understanding, and maybe, just maybe, a little appreciation once in a while. So, the next time you see a man being kind or going out of his way to help, don't assume he has some ulterior motive. Understand that for most men, it's genuine, and it's coming from a place of giving, not receiving. And maybe, just maybe, it's time women start giving back. Because trust me, the average guy, he deserves it.
Timmy? You want to know what a real man is? The definition of manhood to me, it's the one metric where I'm like, I know or I don't know. A man does what he says he's going to do. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't want to hear it.
Amen.
I don't want to hear it. If you are a man, you do what you say you're going to do. نقطة. لف الصفحة, please.
Ah, yes. The classic real man lecture from someone who can't even keep their own word. Isn't it funny how often we hear women defining what makes a real man? Yet they're out here doing the complete opposite of what they claim to value. Like, how are you going to tell me what makes a real man when you can't even back up what you say with action? Here's the thing. A real man doesn't let anyone, especially someone who doesn't live up to their own standards, define who he is. A real man knows his worth and doesn't need validation from people who change their minds like they change their outfits. Ladies, it's easy to sit there and throw out blanket statements about what a man should be, but are you even holding yourselves accountable for what you bring to the table? Think about it. A woman who never follows through on her promises or doesn't practice what she preaches is in no position to lecture anyone, let alone men, about being real. Actions speak louder than words, and if your actions scream inconsistency, maybe it's time to take a look in the mirror before handing out advice. And for the guys out there, listen closely. Stop letting people who don't live up to their own hype tell you how to live your life. A true man isn't built by someone else's checklist. He's built by his own values, actions, and character. If you take advice from someone who doesn't practice what they preach, you're setting yourself up to fail. Bottom line, you don't define a real man by someone else's standards, especially not by the standards of someone who can't keep their word. You define yourself. Know your worth, live by your principles, and let your actions speak for themselves. Everything else? Noise. Don't get lost in the noise.
Okay, so yesterday I posted a video talking about how I've just returned from the US. I was there for about a month, and I stated that in the last month I have been hit on in the US more than I have in the last 10 years in Australia. Now, initially when I read this comment, I actually thought he was joking. And then I realized it was a legitimate question. And in fairness to this gentleman, he's been quite polite in his comments. So props to you there. In answer to this question, yes, women want men to lead. Women have always wanted men to lead. I can't think of a time when women haven't ever wanted men to lead. And I'm not really sure why there is such a difference between the dating culture in the US versus the dating culture in Australia, but there is a significant difference. To clarify further with this as well, and the other difference I noticed in the States was that when men do hit on you, it's actually always in a respectful way. It's not them sliding into your DMs or responding to a story with a double tap of the heart or a fire emoji. It's actually quite direct and quite assertive. And it was actually quite attractive, to be fair. For example, I'd be walking down the street and a man would just come up to me and say, "Oh, I really like that dress on you. It looks really flattering." And I'd say, "Oh, thank you." And then, of course, with my accent too, that would be a lead in for him to say, "Oh, your accent, like, where are you from?" And from there, he'd go on to say, "Oh, how long are you here for? I'd really like to take you out for coffee." It was a completely respectful conversation on all accounts. There was no sleaziness, no dick pics, nothing sleazy. But men essentially saw what they wanted. And they went for it. You know, if you see someone walking down the street, you may not ever see them again. So they'd essentially shoot their shot, but they would do it in an assertive, masculine and leader-like? Is that even a word? A leader-like way. So in answer to this gentleman's question, yes. yes. Australian women would love for men to lead in this manner. In terms of asking women out on a date, ask them out, plan the date, organize something, just give her the plans and say, I will meet you here, or, you know, does this suit you? Don't do the whole back and forth of like, "Oh, what about here? Any suggestions?" Make a fucking plan. Make a plan. We don't really care where we go as long as it's somewhere nice. And to be fair, we love it more when you just plan it. And your ability to handle the situation and take care of things is far more attractive to us. Anyway, for the gents out there, the Aussie gents out there, if you do have any other questions about this, no judgment at all. I'm happy to answer honestly. But yeah, just to elaborate, Yes, we would love men to take the lead more, 100%.
Fellas, how many of you feel like the simple act of approaching a woman, something that was once natural and even encouraged, has turned into walking a tightrope? Somewhere along the line, what used to be called confidence is now labeled as harassment. Unless, of course, you're a guy she already finds attractive. And therein lies the issue. Here's the harsh truth. For a lot of women today, it's not about how you approach. It's about who you are when you do it. If she likes you, it's charming. If she doesn't, it's creepy. And let's not pretend we haven't heard this narrative play out time and time again. Men aren't stupid. They've picked up on this double standard. That's why so many guys are saying, you know what? The juice just isn't worth the squeeze. Why risk being labeled as a creep for simply saying hello? And then there's the question no one wants to address. Why should the man always be the one to make the first move? It's 2024, ladies. We're living in an era of equality. So why not meet us halfway? If you see someone you're interested in, why not approach him? I'll tell you why. Because many women still hold on to this outdated belief that men should pursue them, while simultaneously rejecting traditional gender roles in every other aspect of life. But here's where it gets tricky. It's not just about rejection anymore. Men aren't just worried about a no. They're worried about being shamed, embarrassed, or worse, accused of something more serious. Fellas, approach if you want to, but make sure it's worth it. And ladies, if you're tired of waiting for Mr. Right, maybe it's time to step up and make the first move. Let's stop playing games and start meeting each other halfway.
America versus Russia, asking men if they would provide for their woman.
Well, just depends, you know. Number one, why would I? But what is she doing while I'm working? You know, it's kind of like each relationship now is a 50-50.
То, наверное, да. Вот, потому что все-таки я беру ответственность за человека.
Nah, she has to provide for herself. She's an adult.
Конечно, если жена – это семья, это дети, и, конечно, в идеале, чтобы она уделяла 100% времени воспитанию.
Well, I mean, I would want it to be 50-50. That's the current situation I have.
Right? Если ей не хочется работать, если ей не хочется самореализовываться, ей приятно находиться на моем содержании, почему нет, я могу себе это позволить.
I would probably inspire her to work just so I can see that there is some motive going in her future.
Жизнь, как бы, моя жизненная ситуация устраивает, и я живу с девушкой, я ее содержу.
Она должна другие функции выполнять, а мужчина на своем месте всегда.
Here's the thing. Men don't have a problem paying for women. They've been doing it for centuries, and they still do it today. Think about it. Men drop money on dates, buy gifts, fund lifestyles, and even support women they barely know on platforms like OF or through casual relationships. You see, the dynamic has shifted. A lot of women these days want traditional benefits, being taken care of, having the bills paid, getting spoiled, but without offering traditional value in return. They want the man to step up as a provider while claiming, I'm independent. I don't need a man. It's the contradiction that's the problem. Men have no issue providing for a woman who's genuinely loyal, respectful, and supportive. But when entitlement comes into play, when it becomes what he owes me instead of what we build together, that's when men check out. And let's be real for a second. How can you expect a man to want to provide for you when you're constantly broadcasting that you don't need him? Relationships aren't about obligations. They're about mutual respect and value. Men will happily provide when they feel it's appreciated and reciprocated. But today, too many women seem to think that their presence alone is enough. Sorry to break it to you, but just being in the room isn't enough to earn a man's full support. Let's stop pretending this is about men being stingy or unwilling to provide. It's about modern women failing to understand that respect, partnership, and gratitude go a long way. Men aren't banks, they're people. And if you're just sitting back waiting for a man to fund your life while offering nothing but demands, well, that's where the real problem lies. Men will provide for the right woman, not just any woman. So, ladies, maybe it's time to stop blaming men for checking out and start asking, what am I bringing to the table?
I'm just tired. I fucking hate this. I hate this some days. I just, like, I'm never enough, and, like, I feel like I'm gonna disappoint one of my kids. And every time they go to sleep, it's like I didn't spend enough time with one of them, and my daughter who's my own.
All right, so here's the thing. We've got this woman, literally crying her eyes out, talking about how her life is in shambles. Why? Because she divorced her husband. And now? Oh, her ex-husband is living his best life, traveling around Europe with his new girlfriend. Let that sink in for a second. Look, I get it. Breakups and divorces are hard. Nobody's saying it's easy. But the reality is, she made the choice to leave. She thought the grass was greener on the other side. And now that she's staring at her ex posting Instagram stories of him sipping wine in Italy with his new girl, she's realizing that maybe, just maybe, she fumbled the bag. But let's talk about accountability for a second. Divorce isn't something you just wake up and decide on. It's a decision. And if you're going to make that decision, you've got to be prepared for the consequences. You can't leave a man who, from the looks of it, was decent enough to rebuild his life and then cry about it when he does just that. You see, this is what happens when people underestimate their partner. They think, oh, he's boring now, or I can do better, without realizing what they had until it's gone. And let me tell you, when a man moves on and starts thriving, it's a wrap. Men don't come back. When they're done, they're done. So now, she's stuck watching from the sidelines while he's living his best life. And here's the kicker. If she had just communicated, worked through the issues, or maybe even appreciated what she had, she wouldn't be sitting there crying into a tub of ice cream while he's out there on a gondola ride in Venice.
So one thing that I don't like about a lot of women, and even I had to check myself with this, is stop sitting over here talking about how it ain't no good men out here. It ain't no good men. All men cheat. When you're not looking for a good man, you're looking for a rich man. A lot of y'all, you're looking for a rich trick. Y'all asking 304s how to get a trick. Y'all praising being a side chick. Y'all said that it's cool to cry in a Rolls Royce. That's what y'all said. Y'all cool with a dude doing anything to you and treating you any kind of way as long as he got some money. Like, that's basically what y'all saying. So stop crying about how, oh, well, he been with this many girls and he did this and he did that, when y'all be cool with it as long as he buying you some gifts and you can get on the internet and show off to other women. That's all y'all care about. Y'all say all the time y'all don't care about what men think. Y'all don't care about what men want. All y'all care about is some money. Y'all looking for a meal ticket. So stop crying about how you get treated and accept what comes with that meal ticket. Ain't nothing in life free. It's going to be pros and cons to anything. Y'all not looking for no good men. Y'all looking for some rich tricks. And the thing about a rich trick is when they done with you, they'll be on to somebody else that's more younger and interesting than you.
All right, let's get real for a second. Men, let me ask you something. Why would you stay faithful in today's dating scene? Seriously, what's the incentive? You're out here putting in the work, being loyal, and building something real. And what do you get in return? Women who care more about the size of your bank account than the size of your heart. Let's not sugarcoat it. You see, back in the day, it was about character. A man's loyalty, kindness, and ability to be a good partner mattered. Now, it's about how much you make, what car you drive, and whether or not you can fund her soft life. Women are out here treating relationships like job interviews. And if you don't meet their salary requirements, you're out. And here's the kicker. These same women will turn around and ask, "Where have all the good men gone?" Newsflash. They're either single by choice, focused on themselves, or done playing a game they can't win. Now, don't get me wrong, there are still women out there who value character over cash. But let's be honest, they're few and far between. And for men, the risk is high. Why stay loyal to someone who's only loyal to your wallet? Why invest in someone who sees you as a walking ATM instead of a partner? Look, relationships should be about mutual respect, love, and building something together. But in today's world, it feels like it's just a transaction. And if that's the case, men have every reason to say, "You know what? I'm out. I'll keep my options open and my peace intact." So here's the deal, ladies. If you want a faithful man, start valuing things that actually matter. Character. Loyalty. Effort. Because if money is all you care about, don't be surprised when men start acting like it's all a game. And when they stop playing by the rules, that's on you.